Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. Mark's Gospel. The Synoptic Gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, usually cover a story about Jesus or some message. But today we don't have to go to Matthew. We don't have to go to Luke. We don't have to go to John. Mark going to cover it for us. All right? Now, while I'm talking, on the basis of this message, everybody in the auditorium around the world, you're going to be marked with a certain kind of faith today. And you're going to be marked. You're going to be different after the day. In Mark's Gospel, and it just so happened, you know, all this going on, but this message didn't come because of that. Knowing how to flow in supernatural faith. Knowing how to flow in supernatural faith. Faith is supernatural. Faith in God is supernatural. Whatever it takes for faith to manifest, it will do it. Are you following me? So we're talking about knowing how to flow in, say this with me, knowing how to flow in supernatural faith. See, it took normal faith for you to sit in that chair. You never thought about it. See, but we're not talking about that kind of faith. We're talking about supernatural faith. So here in Mark chapter 4, I told you 4, 8. What did I tell you, 4? Chapter 4, Mark chapter 4, verse 35. And the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, what did he say to them? Underline that. Let us pass over to the other side. Now that's the few, F-U-E-L, to go to the next side, the other side. At the few for their faith, he said, he didn't say, let's stop in the midst because something showed up. Amen. He said, let's go. Pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in a ship, and there was also with him other little ships. And there rose, verse 37, a great storm of wind, and the wave beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, Jesus, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him. Now watch what they awake him. Here's one question. They said to him, Master, carest not that we perish? I got a question mark in mind. And verse 39 said, and he arose. Thank God. That's beautiful, isn't it? And he arose. You know, he can arise in any situation. Change the whole doggone situation. No matter what the situation is. Are you hearing me? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, whoa, look at these three words. What is that? What are they? Red word. Peace. Be still. And the wind ceased. That was a great calm. Now, verse 40, take us back up to verse 35. See if you're with me now. Verse 40, take us back up to verse 35. And he said, then why are you so fearful? What did I say to you? Now, let's talk about this whole book. And let's talk about this one incident. Why are you so fearful? What I said to you? You see it? Yeah, that doesn't matter about the wind blowing. What I told you, we're going to the other side. Right? That's the word you should have been living by. You should have been living by, let us pass over unto the other side. I've spoken to you. So in this book is the same way. It's always, whatever come up, this book have spoken a word to tell you you're going to the other side. All right, you got it? And so he arose, the 40th verse, and he said unto them, 40th verse, why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have no faith in this situation? I wish the whole state of Louisiana was here with me right now. News media and all. And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, what manner of man is this? The same type of man you should be. Amen. Don't let that pass you now. Don't let that pass you. The same type of man or person he designed you to be. Amen. With authority. Yes, knowing you have the ability. Knowing you have the backup. Come on. Yes, sir. That even the wind and the sea, wait a minute now, obey him. Yes, things have to obey us. Yes, when you got the name of Jesus, you got the blood, huh? Yeah. You got the power of the cross behind you. Things supposed to obey you. Listen to me. Just like they obeyed Jesus. Yes. Who are you hearing, man? Yes. Yeah, you have that much authority. The Lord gave Jesus the Spirit without measure. Guess what? He gave us the Spirit without measure. Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Faith in God's word. Faith in God. No, no, listen, I'm not saying the same thing. Faith in God's word. Faith in God's faithfulness. Will always activate the supernatural power of God. Faith in God's word. Faith in God's faithfulness. Will always activate the supernatural powers, plural, of God. I don't only have faith in the word, but what Mark 11:22 says? I have faith in God. I have faith that God is a faithful God that will back up what he said.
Yes, sir.
Are you got me? He's a faithful God, isn't he? How many of y'all know you're faithful God? Yeah, so when things look like they're not working out and look like the enemy is winning, just remember, God is a faithful God. So it's just fit just right. This first point I want to give you, and we're talking about anything in life that is disturbing. Stopping all storms by the power of faith. And see, you got that 35th verse. And you got the 40th verse, collision. Because he said what he was going to do. He went on and went to sleep. Let's go to the other side. That was to build faith in them. He didn't say if something in your life. He didn't say if something disturbing come up, they're going to stop you. He says, have faith in me during that time. And I'll make sure you get to the other side. So everything you're dealing with right now that is not pleasant, you're going to the other side.
Amen.
See, don't stop there and argue with that thing. Just keep traveling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how many of y'all see that?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all ever come to an issue you needed to go to the other side?
Yes, sir.
Huh? You're here, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
I know he done brought me on the other side of a lot of stuff. Man, you're getting that stuff like it's a storm and like you're not going to make it. But I look back now and say he brought me.
Yes.
How many can say he brought me? All right, so now I want you to meditate this from the Holy Ghost, stopping all storms. Storms is plural, by the power of faith. This text reveals, this is the way he said it to me, reveals the guts of faith. Faith has guts. Faith can face an issue that your natural man can't face. But the word of God put guts in your faith.
Yes, sir.
Other words, to feed your faith. The power. The tenacity, the boldness, the strength that it needs. The word of God is the life of faith. The word of God. See, that's why you got to have the word of God. See, the word of God is the life of faith. The word of God also is the light of faith. So when you're aiming to operate in faith, you have to meditate his word, because the word is the one giving life to your faith and giving light to your faith. All right? All right. See. When you don't have your faith activated, you're going to operate in fear. When you do not have your faith activated, you're going to operate in fear. But notice what it says. From this day forward, don't ever let it happen to you again. No matter what come up from our text and from the revelation that God given us, I like what he said, knowing how to flow in supernatural faith. You who are on the sound of my voice, from now on, you're going to live by supernatural faith. Amen. You're going to flow with it. No matter how much fog, no matter how much difficulty you come in, you know this supernatural faith. If you need a miracle, you need a sign, you need a wonder, you need immediately, you need straight away, you know you're going to get it, all right? Amen. Now, this one make me shout here. Turn to James chapter 1. James chapter 1. Because we all need this. We all come through some things. I know that. Yeah, unless you're not in this world. We all got to go through some things. But it's not what you go through. I heard you. Who answered me? It's not what you go through. It's how you handle it.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Bless his holy name.
Bless his holy name.
Glory.
Glory.
It's not what you go through. It's how you go through it.
Yes, sir.
We're designed to go through it by faith or with faith.
Yes,
believe in God.
Yes, sir.
He's going to work out in my favor.
Yes,
I say he's going to work out in my favor. Hallelujah. Everything working out in my favor because I have faith in God, in his word, in his blood,
in
his son.
Hallelujah.
You're going to work out. You're going to work out. It's working out. It's working out. It's working out in my favor. Yeah. Now we're in James 1, right? That's what I told you, Tony? James, the epistle of James. Listen to this statement that the Holy Ghost wants you to have. Overcoming all stress by functioning properly in your faith. Overcoming all stress by, now listen to the last part now, by functioning, listen, properly in your faith. See, the main thing Satan wants you to have is fake faith. You believe you're operating in faith. You got your Bible. You're reading scriptures. But that word is not in you. And you're just saying things. You're in the city library. You're not in the spirit. See, you can have this Bible and be in the city library. You're not in the spirit. You're just reading English and adjective and verbs. But no, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are what?
Life, children, life.
Yeah. They are miracle working words. So overcoming all stress by functioning properly in your faith. Let me use some words and then we're going to read. Faith, patience, and wisdom are a divine combination. When you're operating in faith properly, you got patience. When you're operating in faith properly, the Holy Spirit will supply wisdom. So now you got divine patience and divine wisdom functioning in your faith. So we'll just read James right quick. James chapter 1, verse 1. See, can you see it? James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. Trials make patient, I see this thing say. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith, underline that, everything that come against you, all it's doing is trying. The trying of your faith work is patience. For let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting what?
Nothing.
If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God to give it to all men liberty and upbraid it not, and it shall be given him. Sometimes your faith needs wisdom.
Yeah.
You heard me?
Yes.
And sometimes stop. Sometimes your faith needs. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. See, with the storm come, the wind blowing, trees falling, and you all foggy. And you got to ask in faith. But let him act in faith, nothing waving. For he that waveth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. You see that? For let not that man think that he should receive anything of the Lord. So overcoming all stress by functioning properly in faith. How many can see that? Yeah. So that means, do that mean you can try to function in faith improperly? Yes. Yeah. See, faith does not mean everything look like they're going right all the time. Amen. Faith means we're going to get it right. Amen. No matter how it look. See, we walk by faith, not by sight. That's strong, isn't it? What is that? 2 Corinthians 5:7? Huh? See if that's what it is. We walk by faith and not by sight. That's what the Bible said. What is that, the right scripture? For we walk, say this, for we walk by faith. Not by sight.
Not by sight.
I'm asking you a question. Would sight mess you up?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Then look in 2 Corinthians 4:16, I think it is. 4:18. Thank you. 4:18. While we look not at the things which are seen. See, we're talking about faith now. But at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For the things which are seen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Temporary.
Temporary.
But the things which are not seen are eternal. Praise God. That's a good word for my faith, isn't it? Good word. Uh-huh. So now, you know the cure for stress, right?
Yes, sir.
Faith, patience, and wisdom.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'll just give it to you. What you looking at me like that for?
Yes.
Overcoming all stress by functioning properly in your faith. I just told you that.
Yes.
You gonna stress out now?
No.
That's why you come to church this morning, hear the word,
right.
to get a word from God.
Right.
Everything.
Come on.
No, I'm not going now. Everything is.
All right.
All right. I know that's usually what we say, everything going to be all right. But no, you see, you got to come to a point where we're operating in faith. Even if it don't look right, you say everything all right. Now, you can't be talking to a person who don't know what you know now. You're going to say, yeah, go a lot on mind. Somebody there. You don't see that wind blowing? Now, in Joshua 6:16, I'm about to make a statement that I want you to use the rest of your life. Train your faith to shout while the walls are still standing.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
I'm gonna get happy by myself up in here. Because I had to use this many times, boy. Train your faith to shout while the walls are still standing.
Yes.
And it came to pass at the seventh time, Joshua 6:16, when the priest blew the trumpet, Joshua said unto the people, shout. For the Lord, man, I almost want to dance just now. For the Lord had given you the city. Now you got to see what kind of fuel this type of faith had. Let me turn to Joshua. Turn to the first chapter, Joshua. Turn to Joshua. Let me see something here. Sixth chapter of Joshua. I want to show you what type of fuel my goodness. See, he didn't just say shout. He had shouted information. Uh-huh. See, some people just shout. You didn't even shout. You got to know what you're shouting about. Yeah, yeah. You got to have a foundation under that shout. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But you see, God had told Joshua that I've given you the city. Look at Joshua 6:1. And maybe you might have a problem like this. Now Jericho was strictly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. Now look at verse 2. Now that's faith. You're looking at a prayer, strictly shut up. But the Lord says your faith eye can see you behind the wall before the wall falls. See, whatever you're dealing with now, don't let it get you all disturbed. The Lord said in the job. Now, look at the first verse, what the first verse is. And somebody said, well, that's a wrap, and then you can be done. No, the Lord said, what? Don't pay attention. Let me tell you something else now. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given into thy hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty man of valor. So in our text, that's why Joshua was able to say, shout. For he got the word in him. See, you can't be shouting without the word now. Shout, because I got the word in me. See, some people are not going to understand why you're shouting.
Glory to God.
I know it had contrary people in that congregation that didn't shout. The Bible didn't tell us about them, but they're everywhere.
Yeah.
I know some of them say, come on, take my family. I'm going home. We ain't shouting here. But they missed out.
Yeah.
So somebody shout hallelujah here now.
Hallelujah.
Now, all the walls of contentment is falling from around your life right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout, for the Lord have given us the victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Joshua said, shout. Wall was still standing. He said, shout. For the Lord has given us the victory. I didn't give you the other verse. Go back, overcoming all stress by functioning properly in your faith. The glory will hit this place in a few minutes. I'm not going to preach real long. I feel the presence of God now. Faith and wisdom, faith, patience, and wisdom. I'm going back up in a divine combination because I didn't want to pass this verse. 1 John 5:4. 1 John 5. This is one of my favorite verses. 1 John 5:4. You know what it says, right? Well, whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Now, I hate to use people's name. What do they call that little storm?
Ida.
Yeah, well, we talk about out of the storm, not out of.
Right.
Because that's a trick to animate plan, you see. But Ida is overcome already. She don't know what she stepped in. She stepped into some holy ground. So shout! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, listen to this. Keeping your precious faith status fresh at all time. Staying fresh by faith. Peter told us, 2 Peter chapter 1, Peter told us it's precious faith. And he said that precious faith produced divine power coming from precious promises because you're a partaker of God's divine nature. 2 Peter. Keeping your precious faith status fresh at all times. Hallelujah. Fresh at all. You know, my brothers and sisters, now you got to understand with me, you got to stick with me, and here's why. Preaching about the word is not going to be good enough now.
Amen.
And when you leave this sanctuary, I got to have something in you that you can apply every day. And you got to have food in your faith. Yeah, you got to have fuel in your faith. And it's so important that we give the word first place.
Yes.
in our faith. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Just stick with me a minute now, because I want you to see this. Write that down. Keeping your faith, your precious faith status, fresh at all times. As that's what Peter was teaching. Hallelujah. And it's such a divine truth. I mean, you read 2 Peter chapter 1. Look at verse 8. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you should neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing can shake you up. Unshakable faith. I might preach that. Unshakable faith. It produces unshakable faith. So he goes down. I'll just read one part. Let's read. Look at verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious what?
Promise.
That by these you might be what?
Okay.
Or what?
Bondage.
So what happened? You've escaped. See, faith always is your escape route.
Yes,
I like that. Hallelujah. Yeah, faith always causes me to escape that which is not blessing me or my family or the church, whatever. Faith is my escape route. Faith is powerful. Faith can go through any storm.
Yes. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Precious faith. So you keep your faith status. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I'm going to keep my faith. You read that in Peter. He tells us how blessed we are. We're partakers of divine nature. And by me being a partaker of divine nature, that precious faith and exceeding great and precious promise caused me to escape anything else that is not on my behalf. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, we're talking about unshakable faith here, supernatural faith. You are called by God to operate, now listen very carefully, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, in the spirit of faith.
Uh-huh.
The spirit of faith. Everybody say the spirit of faith.
Spirit.
That's a powerful statement.
Yes,
sir. Yeah, the spirit of faith. Spirit of faith is announcing supernatural faith. The spirit of faith is announcing is over before it started. The spirit of faith take you to the end of the situation. Are you following me?
Yes.
Even though there might be some disturbing over here, but you got in the vehicle of the spirit of faith and you pass all through that and go on to the end. You know how it's going to come out. Huh? I win. I have the victory. I'm blessed. See, now these are reality. These are things that I want this church to know that we're going to have to know how to do these things, not just come here and have a little sermonette. No, you're going to have to use these things. The spirit of faith takes me to the end of the situation. I win. For John 5:4, I have the victory.
Yes, sir.
I know how to escape anything that is not blessing to me in my life, my family.
Yes, sir.
Through the spirit of faith. We're having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written. You got it? I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Speak what? Turn to Mark 11:23. We're going to talk about faith. Therefore I say unto you, no. What things have you, therefore I say unto you, what things? What it says? Mark 11:23. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say, that's what I'm trying to get, unto this mountain. Look at it. I want y'all to look at the scripture. Look at it on the wall. Be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass.
Yes.
That's the spirit of faith.
Yes.
He should have whatever he said.
Yes.
What you been saying?
Come on.
You mean tell me you live in Louisiana and you're gonna repeat what all these people are saying? You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
I'm not making fun of it. They don't know no better.
Right.
Somebody needs to stand. Yeah, we are. Somebody needs to stand. I'm speaking my faith.
Yes,
God got me covered. God got, yeah, God, oh my goodness. Then he heard me. He heard me. I tell you one thing, you'll never make a lie out of God. If you have faith in him, he got to come through. God ain't gonna be no liar. And then I'm thankful, hallelujah, this morning, there's nothing that God can't have. Let that settle. Let it be real. See, let it be real in your spirit. I have the spirit of faith on the inside of me. And when you have the spirit of faith, see that 18th verse says in that same chapter we just read earlier, in 2 Corinthians 4, when you operate in the spirit of faith, you're not looking at what you see. You're looking at what you say. You ain't missed that, right? I'm not looking at what I see. I'm looking at what I say. I got my eyes on what I said. Oh, y'all don't miss that. Don't miss that. Come on now. You just think about in the future now. In your future life, you no longer looking at what you see. You look at what you say. Because what you say is going to change what you see. See, from now on, I don't want you to look at the status or the situation. I want you to look at what you say. What's your faith say? Look at that. Keep your eyes on what your faith says. My God, that's a word from God there, boy. Huh? I'm looking at what I say. And I say it to this mountain, be removed, so this mountain got to move. Hear what the Holy Ghost said. I see what I say.
I see what I say.
I'm seeing what I say.
I see what I say. That's so good.
Y'all don't even know where the Lord brought you there. The Lord just brought you somewhere. From now on, see, the spirit of faith is seeing what you say. Your faith is designed to shut the system down when it go odd against you. I see it. Yeah. Now, these two sets of words are going to help you. Seeing the invisible, doing the impossible. That's what 2 Corinthians 4:13 is about. Seeing the invisible, doing the impossible. Say it. Seeing, doing, from this day forward, I only see my faith. See it? Huh? In other words, faith become your sight. Hallelujah. Stay ready for the visitation of special faith when needed. Now, what you said, Pastor, what is special faith? Turn to 1 Corinthians 12:9. Stay ready for the visitation of special faith when needed, which is part of the power gifts. Now, every child of God, not just ministers, the power gifts are available. There's 9 gifts, you know. 3 of them is in the category of power. One called faith, we found out is special faith, as the Spirit will. Then working of miracle and gifts of healing. Now, I can tell you, church, in these last days, we're going to need to operate in those gifts. Or let those gifts operate through us. And how you do that? Expect them. Believe God for them. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you when one is working. But this special faith, not only the spirit of faith, but stay ready for the visitation of special faith when needed, which is part of the power gifts. And they are there to cause you to profit in life and ministry. 1 Corinthians 12:9 to another faith. See, that's not soul-winning faith come by hearing that. That's a special anointing that the Holy Spirit or God set in the Holy Spirit for us to have. Many of you may have started off in word faith by hearing and dealing with something, and you got to look for it. Special faith stepped in. Special faith just don't respect nothing. It's a power. It's a power give. It's the Holy Ghost taking a ride on your faith. Or it's the Holy Ghost wrapping your faith with his faith. It's special faith. You see, I'm just trying to get it out. You see, it's special faith. It's a gift from God. It's when things get so foggy that it looks like you're going to faint, the Holy Spirit said, I'm going to put something in our tank. That's special faith. Yeah. Can't fail. Special power. Glory to God. So you're not only called to operate in the spirit of faith. You remember what the spirit of faith is, right? Stay ready for the visitation of special faith when needed, which is part of the power gifts. They are to cause you to profit in life and ministry. All y'all know you got a ministry, right? You got your shouting glow? Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Boy, I wouldn't want to be nowhere else but here right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Anybody here?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Bless his holy name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Remember, write this down. Remember, faith sees the ending at the beginning. Yeah. Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And he not just is. I don't care how good the English it is. And that he's a rewarder, now of who now? Them that diligently see him. Yeah. See, in a storm, seek God.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
When things going right, seek God.
Amen.
Early in the morning, seek God.
Right.
See, so long as you seek God, your faith gonna dash you into places you've never been before. See, you seek God. See, sometimes we seek the answer too much. Yeah. And see, and the answer not there, so it throw you off track. But if you're seeking God, you're never off track. You know the answer is surely to come. So stop looking for the answer and look for God. See, faith primary address is to seek God. I can tell you in my own personal life, all kind of things come up, all kind of blessings show up, but I'm constantly seeking God.
Yes.
I ain't seeking none of that. My mind been on God for 48 years.
Yes, Lord.
Day and night. I won't cry now. It's so wonderful.
Yes.
I feel so sad for people who never got in that position.
Yeah.
You know, your relative pull you out.
Yeah.
Your mama and your dad and your sister and your brother, they'll pull you out, your wife and your husband, they'll pull you out from seeking God. They normal Christian. Nobody want to be no normal Christian. I want to be a powerful Christian. But God can use me.
Yes,
real faith seek God. When you get God, all the answers come with him. Healing come with him. Finances come with him. Blessing come with him. Joy come with him. Peace come with God. Look at Hebrews 11:6. We ain't going to pass it. Look at it. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. All right, I believe he is. And that he's a rewarder. But not you. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Not them. not debt, not that house, not that car. Seek him. Even if you need to be healed, just seek him. Because your healing is in him. Stop letting all these out. All right, I'll tell them, Lord. I'll tell them. Faith is the law of attraction. Fear is the law of distraction. So every time you operate in fear, that's Satan trying to distract you from God. It's all over Louisiana right now. Thank God we here. Huh? See? That's powerful, man. Now you got your shouting clothes? Look at verse 13. We go through episodes of faith in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. And I always did like this 13th verse because it says a lot of things. Hebrews 11, 13. These all died in faith. But you can put these all live in faith.
Yeah.
You know it, right?
Yes, sir.
Not having received the promises, but all, but having seen them afar off. And was what?
Persuaded.
Make sure you get that word. Of them. And what?
Embrace
them. And what?
Yes.
See, those words are powerful. Yes, that they were strangers and pilgrim on the earth. This is not my home. Passing through here. Huh?
Yes, sir.
You see the point?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Remember, faith sees the ending at the beginning.
Yes, sir.
Now I want to, for these last few minutes, put us in a position here. Because I need for you to see this. Turn to Mark. Mark chapter 2. We're preaching from Jesus calming that storm. That's what our text in Mark 4. And Jesus said, why y'all didn't do it? What y'all woke me up for? Why you didn't do it? Why you didn't say, I rebuke this hurricane in the name of Jesus. You can't come. You can't destroy nothing here. The last four hurricanes dissipated. One got confused. The news media said some kind of way it got confused. I know what confused it. Then they said another one dragged in the shore, just dragged in, it was tied. It got its tail whooped out there on the water. That's why, because the power of God whooped his tail out on the water. It dragged in there. Oh, Lord, get him off me, get him off me, get him off me. Oh, Jesus. See, that's the kind of God you better serve. If we go and you throw us in the fire, we coming out. The fourth man. Didn't we throw in three? Yeah, but I see four. The fourth man, always a show up if you believe him. Glory to God. Huh? The lion can't destroy you if you got him with you. We got to make, that's got to be real today. We got to stop this religious stuff. We got to walk in revelation. We got to walk in the presence of God. Huh? God, my God, real. What about yours? My God is alive. What about yours? My God can handle it. What about yours? I'm serving the real God. What about yours?
Hallelujah.
For what I'm about to share with you now, sit down. What I'm about to share with you now, I want you to pay close attention as a pastor. I want you to pay close attention to what the Lord is ministering to us in Mark chapter 2. Go there. This is so powerful, and I'll probably close. Mark chapter 2, so powerful that I'm going to make a statement to you that the Holy Spirit gave me. Faith never selleth for what the crowd is doing or saying. The crowd will block you out. A lot of religious people will block you out. Listen, faith never settles for what the crowd is doing or saying. Now write these words down. Pushing, pressing, pulling, and positioning. Them boys didn't have it in them. That man never got healed. Crowd, just all the crowd, just all jumping all around, got the door blocked.
Yep.
See. Now listen to me, close children. There's a lot of supernatural doors that have been blocked by religion and by ritual. Oh, yeah. A lot of supernatural doors have been blocked because when you think you got something, you don't have it, you're in trouble.
Amen.
See, when you know you have something, when something show up, they tell you you don't have it. See, so listen, faith never settles for what the crowd is doing or saying. How many see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Because it's so important. As we read here in Mark, man, verse 1. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. He's in the house. Jesus in the house. And straightway many was gathered together insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. Now watch this. You can't let people stop you from getting what you come to get.
That's right.
That crowd will stop you, boy. They're around there. Some of them probably didn't get nothing. But it said in the second verse, third verse, and they come unto him bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they, verse four,
yes,
and when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, hot dog it. Woo! I love it. They uncovered. The roof where he was. You see it? See the crowd out there, some of them didn't get healed. But these boys uncovered the roof. These boys said, we're going to take another higher route than this.
Yeah.
Uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, not only uncovered it, broke it up.
Yes,
they let down the bed within the, that's faith, boy.
Yes,
okay, watch what the scripture is going to say.
Right.
Wherein the sick of the palsy they lay. And look at verse 5.
Sorry.
Look at verse 5. Oh, I want Jesus to see my faith. So in order for Jesus to see my faith, I got to uncover the roof. And I got to break some things up. And I got to go above the crowd who's just singing and clapping their hands. I got to be a word worker. It's time to work the word. Tell somebody. It's time to work the word now, child. It's time to work the word now, child. These are the last days. Nothing but the word gonna work. Uncover the roof. Break it up. Bring up all this tradition. Bring up all this religion. Bring up all these crybabies. Get before Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith. Oh, how he saw their faith? They came, he saw the doggone hole in the roof. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sin be forgiven. Then he finally told him to rise up. You know, the religious folks are hiding. But then he told him to rise up and walk. Now, in my closing, in order for your faith to work properly, not only sin stop your faith, but wait. Worry. Wait. Turn to Hebrews 12, 1. Start laying aside all weight and sin. See, a lot of people are not sinning, but they're carrying weight. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside what?
Weight.
Every weight. He ain't say every sin. Sin is weight, but he's talking about weight. That's things we're going through is just weight.
That's right.
Then because he couldn't say and the sin. Huh? He couldn't, look what he said. Every weight and the sin.
Yes.
So the weight must not be the sin.
No.
And the sin must not be the weight.
No.
See, weight are things you just carry around that you shouldn't be carrying.
Yes. That's good.
See, it's just like the sin of omission and the sin of commission.
Uh-huh.
See, a lot of people might not be committing sin, but they're omitting things.
Yes.
Come on, sir.
Wow.
Satan used the sin of omission just as much as he used the sin of commission.
Yes.
Come on, sir.
That's good. Wow.
You say, I belong to Word of Light and you don't show up. That's omission.
Come on, sir. That's good, sir.
That's true.
See? Don't let the condition of the time give you an excuse to stay home.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Come on. Yeah, you're not watching no movie. This is no movie.
Amen.
Hebrews 10:25. Yeah. Some of yourself. It's something about this. It's something you getting on you to have a point you won't get.
Right.
See. 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 Wherever two or three gather in my name,
yes.
I'm in the midst.
Yes.
Now, I've heard my spiritual father say, you can have great auditorium. I've preached to 20, 25,000 people myself. Madison Square Garden, Kenneth Hagin Camp Meeting. But they're not greater than the church.
No. That's right.
No.
See, auditorium can't carry the status that the church carries.
No.
See, they have football games in the auditorium.
Right.
Yeah. Ain't no football game up in here.
Yeah.
Only one game up in here. And it's a local church. So my local church. Say
my local church
is important to me. Yeah, you can get a hold of God better here than anywhere else. And you can call all them big meetings, and that's all right about all them big meetings. But I mean, in a place like this, oh my God. And I'm talking about any church opening his name, doing what he says, you see. All right, so now. Verse 1 and 2 of that chapter is important. He said, lay aside the weight and the sin. Then he said in the second verse, looking unto Jesus. The author and finisher of your faith.
Uh-huh.
I'm in Hebrews 12:2. Am I right?
Yes,
that's the right voice?
Yes,
I want to look at that voice. Start laying aside all weight and sin. You must know about the sins of omission as well as the sin of commission. Let's read that verse together and I'll close. Hebrews 12:2. Stand up. Let's read that verse together. Get your Bible. Open it up. I don't want you just, are you looking at the screen? Sometimes I need to snatch that stuff off the screen. I need y'all to read your Bible.
Yes, sir.
Oh, look at that screen. You look at that screen too much anyway. Yeah, house. Look at that screen. Look at that screen. Television screen, or you looking at the computer screen. Yeah, we all do it. Don't be ducking. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Look at what we're about to read. Say it.
Look at what we're about to read.
I'm applying this to my life. From this day forward.
My faith
sees
what God says.
All right. Hebrews 12:2. Ready? Read. The author, who for the joy endured the cross, despising the shame. You know what that voice is saying? It just comes to him by the Holy Ghost. Sometime it's going to look like your faith not working. Look at the verse again. You see it. Endured the cross, despised the shame.
Yeah.
Sometimes look like your faith gonna make you shame. Huh? But you got to keep the joy before you. Yeah. See, faith sees the finish. So everything disturb around you, but your faith not looking at that. So your faith keep joy in you. Y'all stop looking at the situation. We all guilty. Come on. Put your hand up. Come on. Don't lie. Stop looking at it. That's what he wants to do. He rallied, make you look at it. No, no, no. I want to bring it back again to you. What that boy name that got that miracle? Resurrect Moses, resurrected from the dead. Huh? His wife wouldn't look at him, wouldn't look at that machine, and wouldn't look at what the doctor was saying. She said, now give me a little more time. Her faith saw her husband alive. I was in full agreement with her. He came back. Huh? Yeah. See, you got your faith, we walk by faith, not by sight. But faith got a special sight. Faith sees what God says. Write that down. Faith sees what God says. Amen. All right, Junior. All right, Junior. Faith sees what God says. No matter what it looks like, I see the finish. I see the victory. Thanks be to God for giving me the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. That means right now, right here, I have the victory. Amen. 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 Amen.